My name is James Puff, and I will be reading 6, Korea 1952 by Keith Wilson. We arrived at Sokto before dawn, caught the last of the tide and slipped the LST's bow high on the beach. He was waiting, bent slightly over, hiding his hand. He didn't wave. Later, after a good breakfast aboard, an army captain took us on a tour of a guerrilla camp, and he followed, tagged along like somebody's dog, a tall Korean patient. We were shown the kitchens and the tent, barracks, and the specialty-built junks with their concealed engines, and he watched, never leaving us, with his eyes. Through the hospital, saw 4 sheet-covered bodies from the raid the night before, didn't ask whose men they were, spoke kindly of the wounded, and gave them cigarettes, until he strode up, struck his shattered hand in my face, anger and hatred flaming in his eyes, and shouted and shouted and shouted, waving that hand, the bone crumpled by a rifle slug and pushed almost through the skin, hardened a glistened knot. He was one of ours, a retired fighter, about my age, my height. They told me he wanted to know how a man could farm with a hand like that.